Your Name Here.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. I don't have to tell you the state of California is in a huge budget hole and it's slashing services. The Parks Department is trying to avoid closing untold numbers of parks. So it's asking corporations, nonprofits, individuals, anyone with money to sponsor a park and help keep it open. On the line with us is Roy Stearns, spokesperson for the California Parks Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
How has this idea evolved?
Well, we've had for many years a proud partnership program where we've reached out to all kinds of companies, corporations, private nonprofits to help us with projects in parks, like the Million Tree Challenge, where Coca-Cola and Stater Brothers raised enough money to plant a million trees in burned-out parks in Southern California. Well, this governor likes the idea of public-private partnerships, and we thought, wait a minute, can we go further and help us keep parks open?
Are we talking about a discreet Coca-Cola sign at the trailhead, a billboard, naming rights?
Well, we certainly won't give naming rights. We're not going to name a park after, the XYZ Corporation, and we're not going to give away a park or sell them. But we see nothing wrong with putting up a sign in the park that's tasteful that says this park kept open by, let's say, Coca-Cola.
I have to say, I don't envy you, Roy, because you know where I'm going with this. People regard parks as a refuge.
Absolutely. And we do not want to tread on that very premise that these places should be sacrosanct. But in this time of probably the worst recession we've ever had in our nation and downturn, when revenues have just gone into the toilet.
The latrine.
Latrine. There. Better word. We have to look for extraordinary ways to close the gap and keep these parks.
Roy Stearns with California State Parks. Thanks.
You bet, Bill.
Meanwhile, Wall Street is romping in the fields. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both up about 1.5%, and the Dow is ahead 145 points this morning at 9,215. Corporate earnings mostly are coming in better than expected, not just in this country, but in Europe and Asia. Stocks were higher today on both of those continents. Email and electronic bill paying are convenient for you, but they're killing the U.S. Postal Service. The post office is $10 billion in debt, and today a congressional committee is looking at some drastic measures. John Dimsdale has our story from Washington.
The Government Accountability Office will testify today that the Postal Service has been added to the list of government agencies at high risk for financial failure. The GAO's Philip Hurd doesn't expect the volume of mail to return anytime soon.
Financial situation's deteriorating. At this point, they don't expect to cover their expenses and obligations in fiscal years 2009 and 10.
That's despite a 2-cent increase in stamp prices in May and lots of cost cutting. Fewer employees, fewer street corner mailboxes. Deputy Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says more than 90% of today's delivery service is automated.
When the letter carrier who comes around to your neighborhood delivers the mail, he or she never touches it until they take it out of the tray and put it into your mailbox. It's already sorted for them the whole way through the system.
Donahue says USPS is trying to minimize cutbacks in customer service, but 3,200 post office branches nationwide are slated to be closed. And if Congress gives the okay, home mail delivery on Saturdays will be dropped, saving $3.5 billion a year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The town of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is about to have the most security cameras per capita of any city in that state and maybe the whole nation. Reporter Joel Rose says people in Lancaster are less concerned about the cameras than about who is watching.
By the end of the month, 165 cameras will provide live, round-the-clock video of just about every street in Lancaster. And it all feeds back here to the nerve center, where someone can monitor and manipulate dozens of cameras.
What we're seeing now is sort of a typical day in the life of Lancaster. And
Joe Morales directs the Lancaster Community Safety Coalition. There wasn't much to see the day I stopped by. Just a few of Lancaster's 56,000 residents walking the dog or hanging out in the park. But Morales says these cameras have helped the police catch drug dealers, thieves, even a murderer.
We are an extension of any good neighbor in your community who might see somebody breaking into a car and call the police. We are a digital neighborhood watch program.
What makes Lancaster's surveillance program different from most is that Morales and his fellow crime watchers do not work for the city. Lancaster's crime rate is about twice the national average. So 5 years ago, local businesses started raising the roughly $2.5 million it took to build and operate the network. If the city had to foot the bill, Lancaster Mayor Rick Gray says it wouldn't exist.
If it came down to us doing it, it would not be done at all. We could not afford it and afford our current police department.
Lancaster isn't the first city to outsource its security camera network to an independent organization, but for some, the arrangement raises concerns about privacy. The cameras record footage that could be very valuable to, for instance, an unscrupulous divorce lawyer. That's one reason Lancaster resident Bill Bortz says he'd feel better if the police ran the cameras.
The police have a code of ethics. The overall idea of the group would maybe have high ethics, but people can be people.
And that makes you a little nervous.
It does.
But the Lancaster Community Safety Coalition's director, Joe Morales, says his organization also has high ethical standards because it has to.
If we mess this up, if we are not above suspicion, if we are not ethically sound, we won't be around very long.
Morales says property crime in the city has dropped about 10% since the cameras came online, but the city's violent crime rate hasn't changed. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And finally, during tonight's performance of the Pastoral Symphony, Washington's National Symphony Orchestra will use Twitter to send the audience text messages like, "This flute part represents a nightingale." The audience will be following the feed on their BlackBerries and iPhones. The classical purists will actually be able to hear Beethoven spinning in his Vienna tomb. I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.